Good morning, everyone, and welcome this morning to Trinity Talks. I am really excited today because we have a guest with us. We have Trish DeSimone, the Community Engagement and Fundraising Coordinator of Indwell, Mississauga and Peel Region. And we are really happy to have you with us today. So welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So Trish, today we are actually kicking off a project here that is in support of Indwell. So this is a really timely time for you to come and join us here because we would love to hear a little bit more about what Indwell is, as well as a little bit more about this particular project that we are looking to support. And then finally, some ways that maybe we as a church can support it.
Yes, well, thank you, Elizabeth. So Indwell is a Christian charity that creates affordable housing for those seeking health, wellness, and belonging. So we've been around for 50 years. So this is actually our 50th anniversary.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's very exciting. Yes. Very exciting. So it actually, our roots date back to the early 70s from a local pastor and his wife saw a need in the community.
Okay.
For folks that were, for families that had adult children with disabilities. So they banded together and they said, hey, let's try to help someone. Let's see if we can help a young woman and see if we can get her back on her feet. And after a year of support, they saw, wow, what a difference it made. She got back on her feet. And they thought, wow, if we can help one person, let's see if we can do some more. So how it segued. Yes. It was called the Homestead, and then it kind of segued into a group home with housing support workers there. And then eventually they bought an apartment building, and then it segued into more folks helping and more churches getting involved. And then it kind of segued into Indwell. And so here we are today.
So you had mentioned to me previously that originated in Hamilton.
Yes, it did.
Right?
Yes. Our roots date back to Hamilton.
But obviously here we are in Mississauga and we're talking about it. Whereabouts does Indwell have housing communities?
Yes. So
right
we're
now?
In seven cities.
Really?
So, yes. So Hamilton is our main hub. That's where we started. So we have about 13 programs, buildings there. But we are in London, we are in Simcoe, we are in Chatham, Kent, we're on Kitchener, Waterloo, we're in Mississauga and Woodstock as well too. So, and St. Thomas.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've really grown over the years and it's very exciting. Right here in Mississauga, we have two programs actually. We have one Lakeshore Lofts program in Port Credit East of 68 units. Mm-hmm. So we house about 74 folks there. And then of course here in Streetsville, we have our Cornerstone Suites, which will be opening soon.
I can't wait to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Very excited.
Very excited. Construction is to be completed this month. So we hope to have staff moving in actually next month, the first week of July.
Okay. So you mentioned that there are about 70, did you say 74 people being served down at Lakeshore Lofts?
Yes.
That's impressive. So what is the population? What is the demographic there? How do people come into being residents in these houses?
So as I said, we deal with folks that are on a fixed income. They could be on ODSP. Mm-hmm. Folks maybe have a mental health issue, could have mental disabilities. They could have substance abuse or anything like that. So we do provide housing support workers in our buildings. So that's the difference that we make. And we have different levels of programs for our buildings.
Okay.
So our Lakeshore Lofts program is actually a blended program of enhanced and standard care. So what does that mean? Right.
So
a standard care would be minimal supports. Folks that are able to manage their mental health that just need extra support or just the affordability factor. Mm-hmm. Because with the rents and so forth, you know, especially in Mississauga, the rents are very high. You know, so I've volunteered for 14 years with a charity out of my church as well. And I've seen where folks live. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to either do I pay my rent or do I eat? You know, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
You know, and our food bank has seen like an 80% increase in the amount of folks going there as well. So another thing I should mention in our Lakeshore Lofts building, we do have the Compass Food Bank as a tenant in our building. So that does supply food security as well. So that's really helpful for our tenants too. So they are able to access food.
And that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is. So the Compass there has been a godsend to folks, but again, they've seen an 80% increase. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more folks coming, and it's not who you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's grandparents. It's single moms, it's single dads, you know, it's young people, it's old people, it's homeless people. It's everyone.
It's everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, this is a beautiful program then.
Yeah, it is.
And then you mentioned that there's a new housing community starting up right here in Streetsville.
Yes. We're so excited. Our Cornerstone Suites. We just named the building a few months ago.
It's a nice name.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was befitting. So we're on the corner of Thomas and Victoria Streets, and Jesus is the cornerstone. So I thought it was very befitting.
I love it.
Yeah. And those will be bachelor apartments. So about 40 units. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story that was there before. There was two houses on there before.
Tell me.
Okay. So maybe I can tell you a little bit about the story behind Streetsville. So there were two houses on the property, older homes. They were long-term care homes. So they were housing about 12 folks there.
Okay.
It wasn't very pleasant. The housing, no one was really taking care of the housing. It was really decrepit conditions. Folks were kind of left to their own devices. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a good situation. So a couple of churches had come in, maybe even your church could have been, trying to help to see what happened, you know, like, what can we do? How can we support these folks? So then we heard from one of the churches that, hey, Indwell, is there something that you can do maybe? So luckily we were able to come in and buy the property.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we actually were able to come in, convince the owner to sell the property. So we've kept the two houses on the property, but we've housed the folks that were there temporarily at our Lakeshore Lofts building. So the region did step in to kind of house them temporarily in a hotel till our Lakeshore Lofts building was completed, because that building's only been open for 2 years in Lakeshore and in Port Credit. So we've been housing them there. Hence, while this building's being built.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's quite amazing. It's quite a story. And we're so happy that we could actually come in and build 40 units there.
Wow.
So we can house more folks there, you know.
Okay.
And get more folks in a safe environment so that we can foster that health and wellness. Yeah.
Well,
so it's a really good story. And the tenants that are living at our Lakeshore Lofts are doing really well.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any success stories that come to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the tenants from the long-term care home will now be staying permanently at Lakeshore Lofts because it's a blended program. They don't need the enhanced program that our Cornerstone Suites will be. He's done well. He can cook his own meals now, do his own laundry. He has a pet now that he takes care of. He's got a whole community of friends that he's developed there as well too. So it's a real good success story.
Sounds like a full life.
Absolutely. Just with having a support system around you makes the difference. And that's the Indwell difference, is having those housing support workers that kind of, we call it, we wrap around supports around our tenants.
Oh.
And then we foster a community too, where we get to know each tenant by name and they get to know us as well too. So that makes a difference as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a whole program there and it's a whole community.
Actually,
and it's a family.
Yeah,
it is. It's more like a family.
You were showing me your calendar of events.
Do.
I don't know if you have it there on hand.
Yeah.
But it looks like there's a program almost every day going on.
Yeah. So we do have a monthly program of events. So depending on the month, this was January, but we do have our gratitude coffee every Monday. So folks can sit down together. They can have a coffee together. They can, you know, foster community together, chat with each other. They may even play cards together. We do have another tea time as well. We have bingo that we do. You know, we have speakers that come in. Yeah, so it's a whole program. We do karaoke. We have a beautiful sunroom upstairs where we can have meditation. We have community walks because we are close to the lake.
Yes.
So on every Monday as well, they do a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's really having a community and having something to do too. It gives folks, you know, opportunity to get together and, you know, foster again that health and wellness. And actually just recently they started a gardening club.
Really?
Yeah, because one of the churches, through a donation, we were able to install a raised garden bed.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have fruit or vegetables that we're growing.
Okay.
So it's like a community garden. So our food security person, Grace, also picks items too to cook with at different events and things, and the tenants also take care of it. Yeah,
that is wonderful.
Yeah. That's so again, fantastic. It's creating that community.
Yes,
right.
It makes
the difference.
It looks like it's been incredibly well thought out and well implemented as
well. Absolutely.
So you mentioned again this housing community starting up here in Streetsville, yes. And I believe it's happening fairly soon. When does it open and when are tenants moving in?
So yes, so construction is slated to be completed at the end of this month.
Okay.
Yeah, and our staff will be moving in next month. So very exciting time. So the staff will probably move in about the first week of July, and then they'll start setting things up.
Yes.
So we won't have tenants probably move in till mid-August.
Right.
And it's not a quick process. It's a slow process because we do work with SHIP, which is Services and Housing in the province. They do vet a list for us. So we give them the criteria for our building, and then they've had a list for us. And then we do the process of, we do a phone interview, an in-person interview, and then we make sure that they're the right fit for our building as well.
Excellent.
And our Cornerstone Suites will be an enhanced program. So we'll have a full-time staff there. So the staff will include a housing program manager, a program supervisor. We will have food security on site to provide hot meal. We will have an addiction support worker. We'll have a psychosocial support worker. We'll have a facilities manager there as well, too, overseeing the building to make sure that everything's run properly, because we do own the buildings. We are the landlords. We take care of the buildings. So yeah, so it's a huge staff.
It's very comprehensive.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so comprehensive. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, here at Trinity, I know that some of our staff had a conversation with you a few months back, and we were talking about the welcome packs that you like to supply to the new tenants to get them started when they do move in. And we would like to engage in helping with that project and that endeavor. And so I know I'm going to put up a list of some of the items that you like to meet people or greet people with when they do move in. And I see them there up on the screen. I'm just going to say them out loud. We've got toilet paper, paper towel, hand soap, dish soap, J cloths, tea towels, a broom and dustpan, toilet bowl brush, toothbrush and toothpaste, and small garbage can. And I wanted to let you know that we're going to be starting on July 7th doing a sign-up sheet where we're going to invite our members of the congregation to donate some items to this. And then in a few weeks, we can help put the packs together and deliver them to the Cornerstone Suites.
That is so wonderful, because a lot of our tenants too may be coming from precarious housing or from homelessness. So they basically have nothing. Mm-hmm. Right. So having a welcome kit like this is amazing to have. You know, it's the little things that you don't think about, right? Mm-hmm. But when you move in, that you have them right there. So that's just amazing. And we're very grateful and thankful for that, that each tenant will have this welcome kit, you know, when they come home. And, you know, and it is their home. This is their home. It's right. Permanent housing. It's their home.
Thank you for mentioning that. The permanent housing.
Yes.
We don't want it to be a house. We want it to be a home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just such an amazing feeling to watch folks just when they come home, you know, and they open that door, they have furniture, because at Cornerstone Suites, we will be have furnished apartments. So each apartment will be furnished. So we'll have a welcome kit supplied by the church here, which is wonderful. We have bed kits that were also donated. So they'll have a fresh pillow, they'll have fresh sheets, they have a fresh comforter. Another local church has also made beautiful quilts.
Okay.
So each tenant will have the opportunity to pick their own quilt. Yes, it was another church group that they made these beautiful quilts by hand. And they also made them for our Lakeshore Lofts program as well. So they made 68 for that building, and an extra 15 actually just recently, and 40 for this building.
That's impressive.
And they keep going.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we are so grateful for our church support and our church communities.
That is beautiful.
Because they really make a difference too. We can't do it alone.
Okay.
We really can't do it alone. You know, we do get funding for our building, capital funding to build through CMHC, and especially in the region here through the Rapid Housing Initiative. But everything else really is, you know, it takes a community to raise those funds, you know, and we're so appreciative for our church folks here.
Absolutely. Yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, on the phone yesterday, when we briefly chatted, you had mentioned another opportunity that maybe members of the community could help get involved with. And that is that there's the chance that you may need some help unboxing and moving some of the furniture Absolutely, and appliances yes. in. What's that all about?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, each apartment will be fully furnished. So that was part of our fundraising goal too. We raised funds to furnish the apartment. So that's part of our Gifts of Hope. So we do have these different packages and things like that to raise funds for our program. So through our Gifts of Hope, we furnish apartments. So each apartment will come equipped with a kitchen table and chairs, a comfy chair, a coffee table, a bed, a dresser. Mm-hmm. So we need folks to actually help to unbox all these items that will be delivered the first and second week of July. So I'm actually organizing for the Monday and the Tuesday, July 15th and 16th, a day of volunteers. So it takes many hands. We need folks to unbox, to crush boxes, take away the garbage, and even some handy folks that maybe are able to put furniture together.
Too. Well, I know we have some handy folks in our mid.
I hope so.
So we'll definitely get the word out for that as well.
So that's 2 days. So I'm going to do like two shifts per day. So like 9 till 12 and 1 to 4. So just kind of to accommodate folks, because I know it's summer, but so over 2 days. So the July 15th and 16th, the Monday and the
Tuesday.
Thank
you. Yes. Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. So yeah, I would love that. So for sure. Anyone just please contact me and happy to organize that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
So much more enlightened about what Indwell is. And I can see your passion coming through for the organization. Yeah. We did recently do a community needs assessment through the church, and affordable housing was just top of the list. So we are happy to support this amazing initiative that you are part of.
Yeah.
I also want to let everyone know, if you are watching this with us here on July the 7th, that today during our barbecue, we will be collecting funds for Indwell over at the barbecue. We have a tap and a box donation. So if you are so inclined, I know that that would be greatly appreciated as well. But again, thanks, Trish, for everything.
Yeah. And I want to say thank you, too, for having me here. So as I mentioned, for 50 years, we've been providing supportive housing that transforms lives. So every door we open together becomes a solution to homelessness.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
so thank
leave
you.
It at that. Yeah. You're welcome. And thank you.